presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who enjoy the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. The disabled submarine finally completed the hazardous trip to the South Lagoon on Thorson's Island. Not a moment too soon, for just as the sub is safely anchored in its camouflage berth, the slim prow of a U.S. destroyer shows over the horizon. But in this particular round of hare and hounds, the quarry is for the moment beyond danger from its pursuers. Bull Thorson, however, did not welcome the sub with open arms, and after some sharp words with its commander, ordered him to complete repairs and be on his way within 24 hours. In the meantime, Sasha, walking in the garden, is startled as her right name, Lil, is called from a deep thicket of bushes. Almost afraid to look, but hoping that her suspicions regarding the voice would materialize, she turned just as Jungle Jim came into view in the moonlight. The element of surprise was almost enough to render both of them speechless. But they finally blurted out to each other only a part of their respective stories when Bull Thorson roared for Sasha. Making a hasty date to meet at the same time the following evening, Sasha hurried to the steps leading from the garden to the library.
Sasha!
I'm coming, Bull.
Well, what are you lagging for? I've called you three times.
And I've answered you just as often.
What were you doing out in the garden at a time like this?
Well,
when I call you, I want you, understand?
Of course I do, Bull. What do you want me to do, get on a bicycle?
I don't care what you get on.
All right, Bull, I'm sorry. I'll be at your beck and call every moment from now on. Tell me, what shape is the sub in?
Bad. I had to put a double repair crew on that eggshell to get him fixed up. I've given him 24 hours to get out of here, finished or not.
He wasn't seen then?
Not as far as we know. And he's attracted a mess of destroyers. They've been rushing around for the past hour, at least three of them.
Well, that's nothing to worry about, Bull. Let him rush. With G7 safe in the South Lagoon, he can't be spotted even from the air. Much less from a destroyer.
I don't give a hoot about his safety. I think of how nearly our whole enterprise was put in jeopardy by the actions of one darn fool. Now, I could kill him, yes. I could strangle him with my bare hands.
Now, Bull, I don't want to plead his case, but I don't think he'd deliberately expose himself. After all, he has everything to lose and nothing to gain by doing that.
That's beside the point. Put me in a position where I had to act on his decision and not on my own. Sasha, I tell you, I'm the one around here to make decisions and give orders. The job of everyone else is to obey them, do you hear?
Yes, Bull, no one is denying that.
And by the way, what were you doing out in the garden?
Hmm? Oh, just walking.
Just walking, eh?
Certainly.
Why?
Well, no reason. Guess I just like to walk.
At night?
Well, for one thing, it's cooler.
When did you decide that you liked to walk in the cool of the evening, as it were?
Oh, I just felt like it tonight.
And last week you couldn't be driven out there after dark. Said there were too many crawling things.
Well, sometimes they don't bother me at all.
So I noticed. You weren't talking to anyone by any chance, were you?
Why, no, Bull. How could I? I was alone.
Well, maybe you can explain why I heard voices out there only a few moments ago.
Oh, that? Of course. How forgetful of me, Bull. One of the guards came through with the fountain. Like to scare me out of a year's growth.
I see. Which one was it, Sasha?
You call him Frank. The one who never wears shoes.
I don't believe you, Sasha.
Why, Bull?
Do you want me to tell you why? I happen to know that Frank is on guard at the other end of the island.
I could be mistaken. At night they all look alike.
I don't think you're being mistaken. I think you're lying.
Why, no, Bull.
Don't try that with me, Sasha. I want the truth, and right now. Hello?
Number 7 reporting, sir.
Well, what is it? Hurry.
Yes, sir. U-boat 2 is entering the harbor, sir.
What about the repairs on G7 sub?
Coming along very well, sir. We should be finished with his boat in less than 8 hours, sir.
I'll be right down. And as for you, Sasha, I'll tend to you later.
Thank you. While Thorson seems to be having his troubles with both Sasha and the submarine commander, the Navy, surface, and air patrols are combing every bit of the area around the island for the damaged submarine. Up to now, they've found no trace of the mysterious undersea boat. But the search goes on relentlessly, directed by the commander of a U.S. destroyer with two long-range Navy bombers at his disposal.
Well, that iron pig is either sunk or they put wings on it and flew it out of this area. The oil slick we found was hardly enough to indicate a sinking, sir. And the absence of other wreckage would lead me to believe that it managed to escape somehow, sir.
Oh, confound it, I know you're right. But where could it get to? Enough damage to create that oil leak should have made it impossible for it to submerge, with any hope of ever coming up again.
What about this Thorson's place, sir? It's close by enough for the sub to have gotten in there.
Well, it's on the suspect list. The suspicion hasn't yet been substantiated.
I heard that intelligence have a man on there.
Yes, they have. The fellow was supposed to have gotten on there by some ruse about a week ago. But I've heard nothing about him since. Maybe he got on the island and maybe we'll never hear from him again.
Why don't we land right now? We'd find out pronto.
Yes, and have the State Department to say nothing of a dozen admirals about our ears. No, there's still a big question of jurisdiction over the island. And it won't be settled for some time.
Well, it's a thorn in the side of canal defense. I, for one, don't see why we can't at least pay it a little visit.
Well, I just told you.
Hello? Yes? Certainly. Flight 16 wants to talk to you, sir.
Put him through to here, will you? I'll talk to him.
Hello, Sparks. Put that call through to the bridge. The commander will speak to him direct.
That might be news of our submarine. I hope so.
Flight 16 reporting. Thompson calling.
Come in, 16.
I've covered area east and north of island, and there's no trace of Objective 7.
What altitude did you have?
Never more than 300 feet, sir. Visibility perfect.
Well, if it was anywhere to be seen, you most certainly would have discovered it.
Yes, sir. It's not in my patrol area, but when I was flying over one corner of the island, a heavily wooded portion, I caught a very bright flash, as if someone were trying to attract my attention with a mirror. Heliograph signals.
Could you make them out?
It looked like our own code, sir.
Well, what did it say?
I've had to double back, sir. I'm almost in view of the spot now. There it is again, sir. The signal.
Pick it up and relay it.
It's our code call, all right, sir. But I have no way of answering it.
Well, dip your wing. Gun your motor. Do anything that'll encourage whoever it is to go on.
It's a message, all right. Tell Crips P... R.
That's Naval Intelligence of Puerto Rico, sir.
Keep it coming, Thompson. Yeah, Lieutenant. That's who it's for, all right.
J.J. O.K. Think bombed sub is safe at...
Well, don't keep us in suspense, man. Where is it?
The signal seemed to have stopped, sir.
Maybe you're not close enough.
I was banking right around it only a few hundred feet away, sir.
Well, any more?
Not a sign. I never did see who was sending.
Stick around there. We must have the rest of that message.
Yes, sir. I'll stay on this channel. Keep it open.
Of all the confounded luck. One more word and that message would have been of some use to us. This way, it's worse than none at all.
If I may suggest, sir, that message came from the island. Whoever sent it could only know what happened on that island. That's where your sub is.
No, not necessarily. There's 100 little atolls and reefs in these waters that could shelter a small sub. That person could have overheard a message. They have radio on the island.
Yes, sir.
Flight 16, have you anything to report?
No signs of the signal, sir. Something must have gone wrong.
All right. Meet us at the northeast corner of Area 7.
Yes, sir. I'll be there in 15 minutes.
Wait for us. That is all. Lieutenant, full speed ahead to rendezvous.
Aye, aye, sir.
While the Navy patrol plane was picking up heliograph signals, Tom, the overseer of the guards on Thorson's Island, with two of his half-breeds, is following a fresh trail through the jungle-like undergrowth.
Oi, this the boss, Tom. He doesn't know what he wants.
What do you care? The boss, he say go, you go.
He say, come on, you do, that's all.
Yes, I know this, but why we have to cut trail through the jungle? What they look for? Nothing is here but birds. They not walk.
Look out, Frank!
Hey, what do you do? You may be loco, huh?
No. No loco, but snake, yes, huh? You see?
Madre de Dios.
Yeah.
Oh, gracias.
You got two Mush. Eye and one mouth. Should see twice so much as you talk, but you talk.
Hey, Frank.
Say nothing.
Frank, Biggie!
Oh, yes.
Come here.
Right away, come, boss. Right away. Well, boss, what do you want, boss Tom?
Either of you have a mirror?
No, boss Tom.
No, me either.
Well, I just saw a flash through those trees over there. Must have come from a mirror, some shiny surface.
Maybe sunshine on machete.
Let me see that. No, that's not shiny enough to make the bright reflection I saw.
Well, then I don't know what to do with, boss.
There. I just see two.
What?
Big flash.
Someone in there trying to attract the attention of that plane.
Oh, maybe plane. She has to shoot. Huh?
Quiet, you. Quiet. He can't see into this bush and he won't shoot.
There'll be flash again, boss Tom.
Yeah. No mistake about it now. Well, it's up to us to get that little boy scout. Not a word about this to Bull.
Si, boss Tom.
You too, Big A.
Si.
All right. Give me a hand up the street.
Right. Si.
Come on.
That's it. Okay. Now, you follow me up, Big A.
Yeah, I got
ready to pass your rifle up to me. Come on.
You see him, boss Tom?
I can see where it's coming from, but I can't see the mirror yet. There it is. I can only see a hand and an arm. He's behind that tree.
See? Could be, boss Tom.
Don't ask riddles at a time like this. Let me have that gun.
Here you are.
Well, mister, whoever you are, you've given your last signal.
Has Jungle Jim been hit? Will he be captured by Bull Parsons' men? Don't miss the next exciting episode of The Adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of cartoon land like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follows the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie, the Little King, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Jungle Jim and Flash Gordon. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at this same time next week over this same station. Be sure to tune in.